This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats in the state legislature are moving to ensure abortion stays legal in Colorado. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Right now, Colorado law doesn't say anything about abortion. But if the Supreme Court strikes down the right to the procedure, advocates worry there could be a move to outlaw it in the state. So Democrats like Senator Julie Gonzalez say they want to act first.
We want to make it clear that regardless of what happens at the Supreme Court, access to abortion care in Colorado is protected.
The bill would also protect people's right to access contraception and other forms of reproductive health care. Two Republican bills earlier this session would have completely outlawed abortion in the state, but both failed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The employees who research policy and answer phones for lawmakers at the State House could see their yearly pay nearly double, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Under a proposal approved by top lawmakers, hourly pay for legislative aides would go from $16 to $20 an hour, and they would be allowed to work significantly more hours during the interim periods between sessions. Altogether, the maximum pay for the position will rise to $36,000 a year, which those pushing for the increase say is a start to making their job sustainable.
I don't think we're quite there, but this was a huge step towards it.
That's Logan Davis, who helped aides and other political workers organize over the last year. The change still must be approved as part of the state budget. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Meeting with officials from Colorado's Air Force bases, Senator Michael Bennett said Russia's invasion of Ukraine underscores the importance of the state's space and cyber-focused military resources. The senator has been fighting against a move of U.S. Space Command out of Colorado Springs.
We have the infrastructure here. We should be spending the money in space, not spending the money moving Space Command.
Space Command could move to Alabama. This is CPR News and KRCC.